Hello, and welcome to Happy Endings Season 2, a romantic TV movie podcast. My name is Laura Miller, and with me today is...
Brett Wilson.
And today we are going to watch a fascinating romance called Love Surreal.
Surreal.
She has an imaginary boyfriend. So get ready. We're going to watch it. All right, here we are. Let's see. Oh. I would only travel as far as Montana, says our heroine, the big sky country, home of Evel Knievel. Finally, Aunt Edna, who is the name of the aunt who dies in National Lampoon's Vacation. That's not a clever choice.
No, that's true.
It's not that I didn't like Aunt Edna.
All that we ever did was make jam.
All we made was jam. We could make more jam. This is in contrast to many of the heroines of these films who
that's
are
right.
dying to make
yeah,
jam.
Yeah, making jam is like how they find self-actualization.
Wow, you know what's kind of cheap is that they didn't license Crayola crayons for the purposes of this.
When I was color coloring, with my generic, colorful crayon brand product.
Yes, I knew I would go to art school one day when I was using dollar store crayons because no one cared enough to buy me Crayola crayons. Oh, I colored my way into friendlessness. That was the day I met Sai. Is Sai the person she ends up with?
I don't know.
And they're like torn apart, yeah. But then they come back? Or is Sai a girl and she's her best friend in this? Ooh. It's Gilmore Girls font.
It is Gilmore Girls.
But it's Dawson's Creek song. I'm so good at flying away. Maybe I'm lucky. Playing my cards. Oh, well, I fell. What do you know?
Covered in laughter.
Laughter. Touch me again.
And again.
And again. Only for a while. Till you get so high.
Why'd you have Mine's to go and make go things so complicated? Life's like this, you're acting like you're somebody else, and that's me frustrated.
Go, Brett, go.
Life's like this, you... You
Sunshine's
fall and
ready
you
to
call
rain.
And
Ooh,
you break
she painted
and you take
that.
What you get and you turn it into honesty. Promise me never gonna find you faking. No. Oh.
Well done. Oh my gosh. I love this. She's getting better at her art. Her art is the best art of all the art. Like in Pam's art show in The Office.
That's true.
There's a particular type of styling in movies like this,
yes.
And it's that sweater.
Yeah, that's true.
She's wearing a very Love Actually sweater.
Yes, it is a Love Actually sweater.
Ooh, okay, here's her guy. Oh, is she going to pretend she doesn't love him for, like, the whole show?
Oh, no,
or is this
I
her
guess.
Boyfriend who cheats on her? It's one or the other.
It's the boyfriend who can't stack up to the... Or is this her fantasy sequence?
Oh. Why did he cut up a croissant? Oh, here's the kooky friend. Mid-length boots weren't even a thing when this came out. I appreciate her friend. I think her friend has been her friend in all of them. She just can't see you in here. Ooh, naughty. Have you seen my name tag? Because she has a job where she has a name tag.
Sniveling, slimy, no good weasel.
Weasel slime. It's no joke, Brett.
Ah.
Come on, Abby, let me see your beautiful painting of Sai. He's hot.
In a Picasso-esque way.
Oh, yeah. Sai's the imaginary friend, Brett.
Yeah, that's right. yes.
You had figured it out.
I had figured it out.
Yes, that's good. Well, you know, I got my PhD later than you and from a public school.
Uh-oh, computer
She's
science
learning
with Pascal.
Pascal.
Oh, the culture clash. There's the... Wait, was this an apartment or...
I don't know what this is.
He's a hot rod maker and he's the serious...
He has your old hair.
Yeah.
But like more Luke Perry.
Yes, it's true.
You're you. You're not Luke Perry. You're better than... Well, he's dead. That's me. Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. This guy. They put him in a sleeveless shirt. Bless his little heart. He has not had bare arms ever. Ooh, college. Ooh, there's a professor. This is going to be good.
The irrational state of our subconscious.
What did Naaman say on page 52 of your... What the fuck? Fuck you. What did he say on page 52?
This is
what
bad pedagogy. Right,
yeah.
Here. I would like a t-shirt that says default.
Yeah, I am on board with that guy. He's angry at them about their reading in a studio art class. I mean, I guess it could happen. I'm so glad she memorized page 53. That means she's smart. The universe is only as real as it seems, Brett. Yeah.
All chuckling.
Default is loving it. Oh, it's Joseph Andrews. Oh, please let him be Joseph. That is a real D. That's what she said. Mr. Andrews.
The mistake was
when you took
this class
thinking you had an easy humanities credit. Yeah. Oh my God, I love it. Default, I love you. Come here, Default. I don't want him to have another
name. Right. If this movie had a budget, he would be played by Chris Farley.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, here's the paper.
Oh, I would have loved that. R.I.P., buddy.
A plus.
Girl got a good grade. That's stupid. It's the worst.
This class is all made up.
Default knows. You got to work on your people
skills.
Oh,
two for flinching. This is definitely a very realistic college.
I love this college. Dude, borders! There are borders!
You can tell it's a period piece because it's set in Borders.
Right, oh, my God. Yeah. Cheers to Borders.
Poor Borders.
Pour one out for Borders. Oh, is that the girl? She works there because there's a name tag?
Oh, I don't know.
I hate that guy, he says. Oh, she makes lattes at Borders with Seattle's best coffee.
Oh.
Have a nice day. See you later. These are good lines. Jessica's late again. Love that.
Well scripted, right?
Don't come back without your name tag. I like you, Abby. That's why I'm telling you this.
Your friend's got a lot of problems. Okay.
You depend on her for the rent. Oh, there we go. Uh-huh. He's going to fire her. I mean, that's kind of nice of him.
What about pieces
He's
of flair?
He's not wearing a name tag.
Yeah, true. Well, he has a lanyard.
Oh, he has a lanyard name tag.
Yeah.
Like, why don't they do what every single other organization does and just, like, have extra name tags?
True.
Like,
it is Borders. We're really struggling to compete in a brick-and-mortar environment that's just aging itself out of the economy in 2005.
Yeah, maybe we can find some clues in this for how Borders die. I love that the girl with the imaginary boyfriend is the one who's the reliable
one. Right?
Yeah,
exactly.
She's got her... You know what? Maybe she shouldn't change. Maybe she should stay with her imaginary boyfriend.
It's true.
She holds down a job. She's doing well in school. Who are we to judge? You know who doesn't forget your anniversary?
The imaginary boyfriend?
Yeah.
Right.
Or a good real boyfriend. Yeah. The Idiot's Guide to Art Appreciation. Yeah, I have it in the barista area, you dick. Yeah. This is another arts v. sciences.
Oh, yeah. It's about overlapping magisteria, really.
Yes. I hope someone makes a naughty joke about core requirements. Oh, is he going to show his abs? And say this?
Oh, yeah. That'll probably happen, right? Yeah.
Abigail. That's a weird name.
Oh.
Fuck you. Meow. Ooh, what's is that like Snapple behind her?
Probably is Snapple. It's because it's 2005, right?
Yeah. Weekend getaways section. I'm for that. Oh, what a nutty friend.
Sunglasses indoors.
Oh, did he just get something on his
his D? A crotch full of cheesecake now.
A D full of cheesecake. He's never spilled anything before. He's bewildered. Oh, there's an art bag.
Yeah.
Flowers. Oh, she has another job at a flower shop? No.
Oh, this is a little bit of like the Mary Tyler Moore montage.
Yeah, she's got the hat.
Complete with the knit hat.
Who can turn the world on with her art? There's a lot of songs.
Yeah.
Lip liner. Hairbrush. She have a date with her imaginary boyfriend. She looks good.
Slip dress or
sexy, sexy shoes. I could take a chance on someone new.
Fell in during the sexy getting ready song. Yeah, it's the sexy getting ready song.
Yeah, I could fall in love with salad and chives. Oh, green onions. Sorry.
Yep.
You know, I think I had a dress like that then. I think it looked like that then.
Yeah.
Oh, time marches on.
I don't know him, know him.
You're going to. He's your new boyfriend. Where can I find a book on embroidery, says the nice old man. The only brown person we've seen. Oh, except for the teacher.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. Okay, people of color, count two. We should get together. Oh, is she pawning her date off on her?
I thought it was her cousin that she's trying to, yeah.
Ooh, we should see if we could spot any books that we have.
That's probably
like,
true.
What
Spanish
if Clarissa's
verb
there?
Tenses, right, yeah.
Yeah, that's our goal.
They do have a lot of Four Dummies books.
18th century novel. Oh, Ben Franklin!
Yeah,
Isaacson.
The Peter, right. Oh, no. And a book about the Bush family. Ew. Yeah, it's very 2005. It looks like a Dora the Explorer book.
Nice. Look at their green landline. I know exactly how it sounded when she hung up that phone. Hi, Ryan. Oh, midnight is a very affectionate... Oh, that was nice. Yeah. Midnight, the kitty... Happy anniversary.
So that's that.
He doesn't forget your anniversary, see?
Right, yeah. And
he brought flowers.
He looks like Patrick Dempsey.
It's so sad.
Yeah. It's like a cross between Patrick Dempsey and Oscar Isaac.
I hope we don't have to watch her masturbate later. That's so awkward.
And Psy is British, too.
Well, I mean, if he's imaginary, he can be anything.
Oh, wait, I think... So he's supposed to be... the Colin Firth is Mark Darcy, right? That's
or like a Hugh
hybrid.
Grant-ish...
Yeah, that's right.
Love Actually,
right,
Notting
right.
Hill
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so happy with the flower shoe. Oh, what's that say? What's that say?
I couldn't see it.
Oh, man.
The courage
to say
goodbye to your ghosts.
Cardigan. Feel that. Oh my God. This girl can't open a door. Maybe you shouldn't have bought that extra baguette. Oh, I can't walk in a door. Oh, it's so, oh my gosh.
Right, yeah.
That Fresh Express salad bag, girl. I've been there. Womp, womp. I got fired and then bought salad in a bag. You are irresponsible. I'll bet it wasn't even on sale. Do you want more?
It says, sometimes I wish I had a boyfriend like Sai. But there's not a real Sai. She's confided in her friend that she has an imaginary boyfriend.
Well, yeah, she painted him in the painting. Oh, she's like, true. When do I get to meet your guy?
Oh, yeah. How many times is she going to drop the groceries? We're on two in one trip between the front door and the kitchen.
Oh my gosh. I mean, maybe she has some kind of a disorder. Like, it's kind of sad. That's sad. Except Ryan, when he cheated on me with the lunch lady.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be classist, person who works at Borders. I'm still in the closet, Ryan. Okay, are there like eight Ryans? I hope there are.
Well, it is 2005.
Everybody's around. Oh, it is! She only dates Ryans.
Her curse is that she only dates Ryan.
Oh, so she's destined to date the shitty guy who fired her, isn't she?
Oh, it's that's like, also... Oh, okay.
It's like Pamela.
That's right.
But like, Falmala.
Yeah.
Oh, he has bat hair, doesn't he?
This is the cousin? Okay.
Is that Lance Bass?
It is Lance Bass, yeah.
Oh, here's another one. These men. Oh. Look at that midriff.
The very low pants, yeah.
Oh no. That's her cousin.
Okay. Oh, that was a coincidence.
That was predictable. Yeah.
Our depreciation class.
My name is secretly Ryan, and we're in a state where cousin marriage is legal. Ooh, I hope she meets a woman named Ryan.
That could happen.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Juicy Couture! That's totally Juicy Couture. Yeah. But he calls it pajamas.
Yeah.
They were air travel clothes.
Oh, wait, she did date the bookstore guy.
Let's just call it a hunch, because you only know Ryan's. When she looks at the sky, her favorite constellation is Orion. Oh, thank you for laughing at that. You're the best. Oh, oh my gosh, there's a George who loves Thanksgiving. This gives me life. He's got a turkey shirt. I love him. And a stuffed turkey.
Wait, that's the woman from Ferris Bueller, isn't
it? Oh, excellent.
Nine times?
Oh, hi, Ferris. That?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that who Mr. that is? Mr. Rudy.
Yeah, that's it's her voice, yeah. Oh, his name is Quinn.
Quinn?
Daria, you can't be in the fashion club. You decorate a rug. We decorate our own graves. I love these people. Oh my God. These are goals. These people are goals. Oh my God.
This is so macabre.
This is amazing. Yeah. They have their tombstones already, and they're still alive.
Aww.
Oh, and they're all carved, and they go and decorate them on the holidays for their future death.
For their future death.
I love it. I love it. People can't complain. They're dead. It's the cemetery. Show her the turkeys. We got little turkeys for our graves. I love them. Quentin. And he's going to say, I'm Quinn, not Quentin. I'm not much of a decorator because that's art and art is gay, says Quinn.
go be morbid by yourself.
I know, yeah. Like, whatever. I love these are my people anyway. I don't care about anybody else in this. Well, I mean, maybe. I want a scene where Quinn buys hair products.
What do you think he uses, Brett? Buying hair
Brett, you know
montage.
About hair. What is he? A hair product montage. What kind
know.
Of hair do you think he's? What do you think he's doing oh. there? He has dry hair. I think.
That's true. He's probably buying the LA looks hair gel.
Oh, you can buy it in different colors.
That's true. Yeah.
Did you ever have that?
No.
I think I had it at one point. But I would do that where, like, if something was under $5 and I wondered what it was like, I would try.
True, yeah. Well, it's like the motorcycle jacket style asymmetrical zipper
cardigan.
On the sweater.
Yeah, I'm here for that cardigan. It's got everything I like. It's beige and it's a cardigan. Oh my gosh, she fucked up mac and cheese.
I made
ramen. It's only three.
Tear it open, dump it in, throw it away. It's like as a man
that's,
should
that's
serve
her,
a cucumber.
That's her approach to life: is
away.
You tear right, it open, right, right. dump yeah, it in, and yeah. throw it away. That's how she treats Ryan's. Oh, he is not teachable. Oh, does she want to teach?
Well, they were just trying to. Oh, I guess yeah. Maybe they did say that.
Well, I mean, if she's an art major, she's going to have to want to either, like, do art or, like...
True. Well, she paints her imaginary boyfriend, so...
I kind of like that. I would go to an art exhibition of, like, here is my dream of the person I want.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks all fucked up. I love that they're both college students with minimum wage jobs and they have a very large home. I don't have a home this large.
No. Because they haven't quite justified that yet.
Oh, I hope they go to the professor's house and it's massive.
That'll probably happen.
Or it's like
right.
a studio apartment.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Oh, I hope so. I love that they're really into Thanksgiving. This is perfect for now, too.
Yeah.
These are the best parents. They're making a snowman together.
The imaginary boyfriend does this. He's
Aww,
a decent.
She's
going to
get dumped by her imaginary boyfriend. He is. Oh my
That's
gosh,
right.
she is. He's going to be like, maybe you should be nicer to this other man. Maybe I could use some space in my fake land.
It's a little bit like it's got quixotism in it.
It does. It's also about like a fear of sex.
That's probably true.
Because she's not attracted to him. He just says what she wants.
Yeah, that's a good
and
point.
And does romantic things.
Yeah.
This is kind of like maybe this is asexuality like trying to talk about itself.
It's possible.
Like in The House of Mirth.
Yeah.
It looks like spaghetti. Well, that's because you wrote a screenplay where you had him look at a painting that looked like spaghetti. And
yeah, that's
like
true.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
I see something else.
You say torment?
Fettuccine.
Oh, fettuccine.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, oh, Quinn. I love the idea that, like, to teach him, she takes him to an art gallery.
Yeah.
Which is a date.
Makes me feel hungry for spaghetti.
I want spaghetti. He's like that guy in The Room.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, makes
right.
that face when like she's not going down on him.
Yeah.
It's my underwears. They went to a real museum here, though.
It does seem to be.
Let's see what we can see. It's Alexander Calder.
Yes, it's very Alexander Calder.
Oh. Remington. There's a Remington.
Okay.
Wait, they showed it back there. Oh, and there's like a beaver or some shit with wings. I want a winged beaver.
Winged beaver. Okay.
Like Winged Victory, but yeah. like, you know, Canadian.
What?
I don't know.
It's like a
know.
Dream that he had or something. Or
I kind of, you know, I wonder what the licensing, what, I'm a nerd. Never mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Just never mind me.
It's true, right? Often they blur out actual art in.
Yeah, like how would they even do clearance? Or did they just not care? They assume no one would watch this movie? Or did they get licensing for like very limited run?
Yeah.
And then like all technology hereafter designed, but they're like, no one's going to want to watch this again.
So that's an actual impressionist.
Yeah, those are impressionists. Yeah. This is great. Watch Love Surreal. What is this, like Lenin behind them in a troika? What is this? Oh, he's in the I'm going to kiss you pose.
Oh.
I feel bad for him. The men in these movies, it's a thankless thing. I thought we could study together for law.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in pre-law.
Oh.
That's it. There's an answering machine. It's Lisa. I thought we could go dancing. Let's all go dancing. Oh, there's a video game. Original Xbox. Is he playing Pong?
It said Pong, Pong.
Pong.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. It's Pauly Shore that they came
before. It is Pauly Shore, right.
It's
hey, so, buddy.
It's like Pauly Shear. They won't know I'm not Pauly Shore. I kind of love this. He has fake Chris Farley and fake Pauly Shore.
Yeah, that's right.
This is like this is surreal. They are right.
It's the simulacrum of Chris Farley and Pauly Shore and Luke Perry. And,
yeah, it's a simulacrum of a movie, Brett.
And what's her face from... what's that movie with like the TV show with the three sisters who are witches?
The Craft?
No, it's a TV show.
Oh.
With Alyssa Milano and Shannon Doherty and...
Oh yeah, what was that called?
I can't remember.
All I can think of now is The Craft. That is the only word I have in my brain. Oh, look at this guy. Fake Wes Anderson!
Yeah, it's fake Wes Anderson.
Wes Anderson music. Cue the Kinks.
Yeah. Wait, so that's the wacky friend wearing a costume for some... Oh, great, because he agreed to help get the girl her job back, so it's going in.
So is the friend secretly hot? And then he's going to get a haircut. And he's going to fall in love with her.
This is a Scooby and Shaggy Fool the Monster with an impromptu vaudeville.
But Shaggy and this girl are a match.
Yeah,
though.
True.
Like, this girl needs somebody who doesn't judge her every time she falls over, which is all the time. Hyperventilating. That was not... remember those little chairs and borders at, like, the edge of the different, like, end caps?
Yeah, I remember
those. The Windsor chairs.
Yeah.
Oh, borders. R.I.P. Let's see what else we can see.
A very long jacket with very many buttons.
What is this one? There we go. You get the point, eh?
Yeah.
The Canadian corporate offices. Right. Nice.
I think it's... Isn't it chapters is what borders are called in Canada? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well said. I have the power to shut this place down. The power of Grayskull. I love that they're the same generation and he has no idea what Skeletor
exactly
is.
Right.
Lindstrom, Jessica. Okay, this is not going well.
This.
Everything.
Yeah.
You fired someone you did. Oh, that's good. Honestly, she should have had half a brain to say that.
Mm.
Like,
true.
You're firing your girlfriend. That's not good. Also, I love that, like, this poor bastard... You know, like his job is manager of a Borders.
True.
Like,
yeah.
This is like corporate. Who wrote this movie? I'm going to look at the ceiling.
Which is, you should already know the answer to. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
I don't think so, son. Yeah.
I love the ho, ho, ho. He's like, I need to sound authoritative. Oh,
that
wow.
Jacket.
Mysteries
wow.
and Thrillers.
It's a little one step shy of David Byrne.
Oh, my gosh, her hair.
Yeah.
By Wes Anderson. Oh, here's another. I want to love you all over. All over where? Oh, no, don't be into Monet. That's bullshit.
Degas and Renoir.
I mean, it's fine if you're actually, like, an art historian and you appreciate it, but this is just, like, a lazy screenwriter.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's look at some Mapplethorpe, baby. Oh, gosh. He's going to see that her art is good art. You want some more?
Sure.
There we go.
Thank you.
There we go. Cheers.
Oh, I thought she was wearing, like, the overalls with only one shoulder up, but it's actually...
That's 1998, Brett.
Ribbon, right? Yeah.
It's a oh, is it a is it like a
like a tie top?
Oh, it's I had a shirt like that and I loved it. There are always two people in art:
the observer
We're in
and
the observed.
Observed.
Oh, remember, wow. Art is subjective. Fuck you. There are always. I like the idea that there are always two. It's like when Michael Scott gives like two, like five categories of business.
That's right. Yeah.
And one is like hospitality slash air travel slash finance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's this one artist, and she's a girl. Dylan Thompson, who said surrealism has less to do with what is random and senseless, and more to do with accepting that our lives don't always have to make sense. Yes, Brett, this is true. Oh, shit. He's taking credit for the stuff that she helped teach him.
Okay.
I don't love this at all. I think Detour, or whoever he is.
Default.
Default. Yeah.
The two sweetest words in the English language. Default. Default.
Default.
What is this hairstyle? Is this, isn't this the Sarah
Michelle
Gellar hairstyle?
Marcel Default. Thank you for liking that.
I think she
that.
Has the Sarah Michelle Gellar hairstyle.
She can turn the world on with her jacket. Yeah, fucking love that peacoat. That's a good peacoat.
And sort of a pith helmet.
Mm. Yeah, that's a missionary type helmet,
I guess
isn't
it's
it?
Supposed to be like
I'm
a
in
Diane
the Red Cross.
Keaton,
yeah.
Annie Hall.
Oh, yeah, she's got the bag. That's an Annie Hall kind of bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Is she going to stand there and, like, awkwardly...
Or flap at least one arm around?
I don't know. Are you going downtown? I don't know. We play tennis. That was cool. I like things. Ha-ha. You could drive. He has pop corn. It was Goethe. Who are these people? Are these, like...
It was Goethe who said that people really love others except for what they imagine them to be.
Oh, right. Oh, it's snowing now. Oh, this is her imaginary boyfriend where it is always romantic and snowy.
Right, right. Almost like a movie on the Hallmark Channel.
It's meta. Oh, it's meta. Oh. But it's not surreal.
No, true.
Like, this is pretty real. I feel like the friend understands surrealism.
That could be true.
Who are these people who take bags of groceries and put them on the counter? What's your fucking game, man? Oh, the cat watched that scene. Good job, Midnight. Keep licking your butt. I believe it was Shakespeare.
Oh, see,
that was
the one
when
angel
he carried
one
her. I love exactly. Thank you. Cheers to that. Thank you for that. Ooh, foot spa. Back to the Office references. Have you ever used a foot spa like that? It sounds kind of great. Would you be willing to use one?
I'm not sure.
What if, like, I used one and then said, hey, Brett, it's already out. I can refill it for you. You can get a pedicure after.
That's right.
he may ask you out. Like, they've already gone on like 4 dates.
That's true.
He thinks I have a boyfriend. I love her. Look at her beautiful angel face of hair. Yeah. Why isn't she painting her roommate? Look at
that's
that.
That's true, right. She has the Amy like Man a, Until Tuesday type
but
of
she also has like a Peter Lely, you know, like yeah, she should have velvet and things and like like she has good eyes for restoration English painting.
That's good. That's true. And the little eyebrows is helping yeah, too. Yeah.
It's good. Wow. Oh, that was classy. I'm going to pull a hat over my face until people leave me alone.
This defeats object permanence.
Oh, back when, because Borders sold DVDs. Oh, but these are books. Okay. Let's see what we got.
Oh, she dropped things again.
Oh my gosh. These are from the World History section. Someone had them in gardening. This is impossible. Oh, they're doing inventory. They're going to fuck. That's the whole point of inventory. More beige sweaters. I'm into this. Youth.
Yeah.
I want to see what books they're reading. Like, you can take the girl out of reception history. I need you to work Thanksgiving. They're not open. If there's not a Harry Potter coming out, they're not open.
Is this the manga section? What was that? Okay.
They were in the youth section.
Okay.
The youth is gonna be changed. Oh, this is before that MGMT album. Can we at least see this guy getting high? Like,
yeah.
It said you should just go to Abby's, but I kind of saw Arby's there. And I think that's more accurate. Kitten, why don't you just walk away? There's no real kitten. You're the worst. Brett's cat is Abigail. Oh, yeah. Time travel is possible.
Okay, it's the flux capacitor.
I love that we don't actually see him getting high, and we just think that this is his personality.
Right, exactly, yeah.
What is it? No.
One flung food?
Oh, it was a racist thing.
Oh,
Brett.
That's what it was? It was a Chinese food joke? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and she's in the Almost Famous jacket.
Yes.
Oh, she's faux Kate Hudson!
That's true, yeah.
Faux Katie Holmes, faux Kate
Hudson.
Yeah,
it is faux Katie Holmes, you're right.
It's like, it should be Love Bizarro.
Wait, so is he faux James Vanderbeek?
No, he's faux Luke Perry, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
This is just a movie where they would be cast.
Yeah, true.
As
true,
these
true.
People. Don't study too hard. What is behind them? What is that?
I don't know. Rock people?
Oh, yeah. I think they're scholars.
What? Oh, they were mortarboards?
Yeah. I want that on my grave before I die, Brett. At commencement. Want to go decorate our graves?
That's right.
Do you want to be buried or just like scattered somewhere, Brett? Tell me these things.
I think being scattered somewhere is fine. Right.
Where do you want to be scattered?
I think like my mother said, you can just flush me down the toilet like a fish.
God, but I'd be so sad if I had to replace that toilet.
That's true.
It would be my only way to talk to my mother. My mom wanted to be like in the Erie Basin Marina.
Okay.
And like, but we didn't have a permit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, like, okay. She is. I just hated every minute of it because I was scared I was going to get arrested.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom. R.I.P. It was, like, her last difficult thing that she did as a person. So, no, props for that. Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I should decide my death. I want a large stone monument with crying angels and a statue of me looking gorgeous.
Right, I want that. Like the statuary in the English churches. Right?
And like extra statues of people crying.
Right.
You can be a crying person.
Okay, all right.
I know what you're thinking. Da, 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 da. Don't know why I chose her. Out of all the ladies in the world. That's not what it is. Okay. Hello. Oh my God, where does he live? Is there something on fire?
In the welding district, right, yeah.
The welding district of this college
town. Yeah, that's right.
Quinn Andrews. Oh my God. This is college guys, though.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, that sandwich looks great. I love his pink hat. I like this guy.
Yeah, that's right. What
bookstore? I like him. Ooh, pants. Oh, I love his rainbow socks and his pink hat. Oh, she's got the Gombrich art history book. I know that one.
Why is there a big like legal?
There's a legal library.
Bookcase? Yeah, okay.
I kind of love this house. Yeah. It's very Friends, but better. Oh, there's a gap. I owned that. I think I resold it.
I fear the yelling.
It's a great sandwich. Can you make me a sandwich?
Your face is good.
He made chicken salad with ham. I like him. Default is a band.
Oh, that's what. Okay, all right.
And it says Default on the poster. Wait. Okay, that wasn't even him. Default is a different guy.
Right. Yes.
We need to look up a band called Default from 2004.
That's right.
Because I'm guessing either one of these people is in it.
And it's product placement. Right,
oh my gosh! It's band placement for a band called Default. Is she going to fuck around that table? People only do that when they're going to do that.
I think they're just going to eat lunch there. Or study there.
Oh. I love to clear off my table with the person I'm attracted to so I can put down Gombrich's The Story of Art. Abby. He's a... Oh, there's a hockey map up there. What's going on? I want those rainbow socks, Brett, for real. Oh, yeah, because this is the professor
who
quizzes you on page 53.
Right,
and now they're on 203. At least there's that. Good script consulting. Does she not eat? Why doesn't she want to eat?
I don't know. I guess she just was trying to not go on a date with him.
Oh, because there was no other option. That guy was going to make you some awesome-ass sandwich. Vermeer is a 17th century artist. Yeah. There weren't cameras back then. Camera obscura, which is a primitive camera. It would project the image onto the canvas. Oh, he's mansplaining.
Yeah,
that's love. That's love. He's right. He's mansplaining. It's like Frankenstein, but with art history and mansplaining. Most people are right-handed.
Oh, the projections.
Projections would have been. Someone read the books that they're talking about.
Now I know how George Washington felt when he surrendered Fort Necessity to the British in 1756.
I love this little diner. It's cute.
Oh, it's the kind they make it out of a railroad car, right? Yeah.
Yeah, like what diners originally were.
Yeah.
I want to show you something. Yeah. Is it the D? It's art. It's gonna be an art.
Oh, yeah.
He's made like a really bad drawing of her.
All right.
And like lots of boobs on it. Oh, is he taking her to like some kind of experimental art thing?
Oh.
What it's like to have feelings. Oh, he plays a thing. Well, that wasn't him. That
no,
guy looked
no,
like,
it just
why do
similar.
All of them look alike?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Was Default, did Default play this man?
Is this going to be Default?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please let this be Default. Why don't you check out the artwork, which is neon and lines. That looks like Mind the Gap over there. I wonder why I'm lost in space.
Movies like this, the music is always like jazz.
Well, or Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
Oh, someone's arting. Arting. Oh, that's great.
That's not, yeah, it's not bad.
I mean, compared to what we've been looking at.
It's a sad clown.
An angry
and a
clown
child
on a seesaw.
The
I'm fine with that. Oh, she's got even more feminist hair.
That's right. Feminist hair.
Oh, she's actually, got that necklace like, that's back in style now.
Yeah. It looks like Paget Brewster.
Oh, I want an angry clown kite.
Yeah. Are they going to make out?
I want them to. Cheers to that. I hope that that was what came out of this movie. He's touching this other girl in a bad sweater.
That's, yeah, not a great sweater.
You know she's a bad girl because she's got a bad sweater. It looks like something vomited up on the Jersey Shore show. Here you go. It's a drink. We're in a college, so it is okay. What's that monstrosity behind them?
I think it's art,
face.
Art that's welded together.
No, the other one that looked like a terrifying face.
Oh, okay.
I guess art is supposed to unsettle me. I'll pay you back, I promise. You're spending all this money on sweaters. Bad sweaters. Default? Are you advertised on this wall?
Oh, yeah, I didn't see. Is there a default? No, I don't think. Yeah.
That girl is. Oh, I hope. I kind of want this to be her lesbian awakening. She's my sister. My mom. So I just left her there. That's it. Oh, I love the moments and shows where the guy's secretly a good person.
Yeah,
look
exactly.
At him in his mittens.
He has benevolence.
He's got mittens.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Mittens and benevolence.
Mittens and love. Want to come over for some mittens and chill? Oh my God, the Zamboni's chasing everybody down on the ring.
That's right. You should really do this in phases, right? Yeah.
Isn't that Calvin? Who's Calvin?
The crazy, the friend who
Which
doesn't
one?
Wear pants.
Not Farley? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he is Canadian.
Okay.
Okay. That's his personality characteristic. He's high and Canadian. Oh, he's totally that guy from The Room.
That's right. Yeah, the guy who did this.
The face,
yeah,
the eye rolling.
Right.
Yeah. My underwears. No, don't tell him he's imaginary, sweetie.
Wait, isn't this like Benny and June? Is that what the
is there a skating thing?
From?
Yeah, I think that's right. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, how awful. Like, could you imagine, like, your first kiss with somebody being on the ice and it's, like, awful and, yeah, I'm not doing that. They sleep together?
Maybe if they sleep, like...
In a giant apartment.
Like the
She's
grandparents
gonna have to
in
fuck
Willy
this
Wonka.
Guy
right,
with,
yeah.
like, with this guy in the room. I mean, maybe she's into that. He can watch. I thought we were playing word association. But shut off like, oh, that's like the future of George and Ned. I don't know which one is which at this point. I think Ned is the Canadian one.
Okay.
Canadian Ned.
Aren't you glad we're not women?
All men should. Oh.
The world,
is our urinal, you know? Is this what a girl thinks guys talk about?
Yeah, probably.
Am I a girl?
Yeah,
I don't think I'm a girl
right,
now.
Right.
Who said that? Nietzsche? Yeah, that's... George is clearly the other guy. Tabby.
Yeah.
Is he trying to throw the
yeah,
ball
he's
to
trying
turn
to
off
hit,
the light?
Hit the light switch with an object.
Oh my god. Yeah. Like, I like her. But she's got this boyfriend. Right. He sounds really cool. You don't stand a chance.
You don't stand a chance. Shut over somebody like you.
Even if he's the hottest guy on the planet. It might have been on TV. I don't remember. Perfect. I appreciate that we got this scene. Oh my god, you dick. Only hurts, glass only hurts if you step on it.
That's a proverb, right?
Glass crunches.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, look
at
this.
Sleeps with scarves around the bed.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you know you're girly when there's scarves all around you,
you
when
you're
naked.
You got home late last night.
It's Stevie Nicks. I've been afraid
homework
of changing because I pretended you were my boyfriend. Oh yeah, she has that lamp.
Yeah.
Pure one. I've never had to deal with a real man in your life before. Oh my god. I kind of want to fire this hair person on
this
movie.
I know.
All of the hair is distracting me. Oh, that's terrible. No wonder you close borders. I'm going to take you to see Default. Why can't we go see Default?
At class?
Yeah, I thought that looked a little clunky too.
Yeah, I'll see you at class.
Well, maybe he's just not that serious. Oh, that's
it's
terrible.
Like a Western
look at the shirt
bowling
under the
shirt. Right, yeah.
I don't like that. Although I like her friend's yoga pants.
Yeah.
Those are great.
With like the
I'd wear the fuck out of
knee.
Those.
Right, yeah.
Available
her t-shirt
for weekends.
Says available for weekends.
You could sell that today. I was working all night sorting books. I don't care what's in them. Fuck you. I've got peas on my head. And my slippers.
Sitting in the chair backwards because he's a cool guy.
He's the Beto O'Rourke of this movie. Pete. Mayor Pete. Oh my gosh, is there anything in their fridge?
They've got hot dogs.
Magnetic poetry.
Yep.
Freezing the hot dogs. I don't want to know for what. What would his work make me feel bad?
Because he's the lead singer of Default.
Twist. He's a lawyer. Wow. I'll never compete with any lawyer. That's impressive.
A good one.
A good one? There aren't any of those. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. There are. I know some nice ones.
How many bags of peas is she putting on herself?
And it's for doing inventory. Oh, that's a Dawson's Creek sweater.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Vanderbeekenhard right here. And she's got her kind of like Monica Lewinsky hair.
Yeah, it is similar to Monica Lewinsky.
Come on, Default. You can do this. He's left-handed.
Yeah.
I like you, Default.
This is not a great outfit.
How did you do on your test? I did okay. That's good. Huh? You didn't tell me Sy was a lawyer. There you go. Maybe I could call him.
Oh,
ask
yeah,
him some advice
right.
about internships.
You know, network with your imaginary boyfriend. Right?
Yeah. Oh, that's the way it is, too, yeah. Because men use women to get to other men.
That's right.
He works for the government. I wonder what school this is. I'm running away from you. I'm running away from you to another class this way. I've got my J. Crew mid-rise khakis and my Express other clothes. Oh my gosh, that's like the most $38 sweater I've ever seen.
The most $38 sweater.
You know what I mean.
I do know.
Oh, you don't have any more. You have some more wine.
Okay.
Do you like this? Because I
good.
Know you like Viognier.
Pontificus. Yeah.
Oh, it's a T-Rex.
Dinosaurs.
Aw, thank you.
Sure.
There's a new dinosaur museum the university's opening up, and no one in the art program knows about it. Oh, we are going to have to pause soon so I can upload this and do the next bit.
Just let students.
They're going to make out in the belly of a T-Rex. No, they're not cool enough. So where would you want to make out in a dinosaur museum, Brad? What's your choice?
Near the Triceratops, right?
Oh, yeah. Top it. Look at that, right there.
Sure.
The dinosaurs look attracted to each other. They're like memento. You know, she's had like more memento mori in this film.
That's true.
The parents who decorate their own graves festively.
Yeah, that's true.
And like the dinosaurs like straining to touch. Tesoro, it says. She really needs to put her hand on his mouth to keep him quiet because he's 20 years old. Wah, wah, wah. Rock music. I think
no
that's not necessarily
rock.
We're
gonna
be this way. Clap,
check,
clap,
check,
clap,
check,
clap, clap, clap. Oh, here's also the Ferris Bueller.
Yes, it is exactly that. You're right, yeah.
And I just taught part of Sunday in the Park with George.
Okay.
Well, there are worse things than staring at abstract art on a Sunday. He's carrying her around, but they haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
That's what is what?
Why is Cal what? There? Yeah.
He doesn't wear shoes, of course.
He has Crocs, okay. It looks like.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus, Brett. Don't you make me want to fall. Love is taken. Oh, he can paint now. All I needed to do was learn about art, and then I could paint.
Yeah.
Please let this look terrible. Are they not even going to show us?
Wax on, wax off.
Paint on, paint off. They're on the same intersection.
I know. Well, they've been they recorded those all in a row, right?
Right,
yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
We're gonna pause and upload, and we'll all continue right. In a second. We have returned. We are learning so much about 2005 in this show.
It's become a period piece.
Did you get your job in 2005?
In 2005, yeah. Yeah.
You looked like this.
It's
and they still hired
true,
you,
Brett. Right? Yeah. It was still the aftermath of Luke
Perry. Oh my god, right, he's in the fucking freezer? Is this The Shining?
Yeah.
Do you know how much I love this soda? What the fuck is this?
Well, Cy has to evaluate him.
Oh my.
Oh yeah, I remember those, like the big necklace, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's kind of awkward because sometimes I look at things and I think, oh, I didn't realize that was out of style.
Yeah, right, right, right.
The last girl we had here was Cal's
Ooh.
Mom. Well, I want to know about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you just love the way the surrealists make our wildest imaginings come to life? That's not the way anything works.
No.
That's their wildest imaginings. Yeah. And it's not even that. It's this statement. Fuck you. It's like a foreign language we can understand. That's not that bad. I like his ideas better than hers, I think. I hate this. Oh, sorry. Sorry if that was bad sound for a second. How many stripy scarves
do you need?
Homer.
Yeah, she does have a lot of stripy scarves.
And hats. She has way too many hats.
It's true. She has multiple instances of the...
Many cloches.
Gilligan hat made out of felted wool.
Yeah. Les cloches. Les cloches extra. Oh my God. Her parents are great. I want to go to Thanksgiving at your, like, morbid parents' houses. I fucking love it.
Oh, yeah.
Look at her merino. Yeah, no, it's Angora.
Yeah, Angora is probably right, yeah.
And shitty scarf polyester. Sai has wool. I trust him.
Yeah, and this poor, meanwhile, this poor sap is still rearing.
Oh my God, how long does inventory take at Borders? At least
remember,
one
no,
person
like that,
I know has
when they,
worked
when
there.
They came in with the fake... people from corporate, they said to reorganize all the books, and so he's been stuck doing this for weeks.
Oh, it's like no exit. Il faut réorganiser.
L'enfer, c'est le peuple. Les livres.
Les Ryan. Do we need to call corporate?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that sheer shirt and that bra, girl. Her earrings and her necklace terrify me. There.
Oh, yeah. Those are right.
It's like an endless loop of circles.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You should not have an earring the size of your pendant.
No.
Let Sai go. Let him go. You fought the law and the law won. You're kind of a shitty friend, Abby.
Yeah, it's just expert
your friend
dysfunctionality.
Is prettier
true,
than you
yeah,
are,
yeah.
Even though she can't dress. I'm sorry, that was mean. I shouldn't say that. But, like, you don't look like a Renaissance painting. Sorry, that was mean. But I just want to support your friend, Abby, because you're
she's
mean.
Tearing up Sai pictures. Okay.
You cannot listen to that bookstore clerk.
He
should
say
Clark.
Bookstore clerk.
Clark.
Yeah.
She's a clerk or just Clark.
He's so full of manly vigor.
Was that an O-U-R vigor?
It should have been, yeah.
He's, man. Oh, he's going to dump her. Dump the girl who made you up. I love this.
The material you've given me.
Oh, there's a skull behind her. Yeah. I love the death here. It's amazing. My other friends don't think...
My other... What?
Yeah, we're
good. You're the only one who treats me up. I like this.
There are thousands of lonely women just like you and some men who dream of me. They lavish their affections on me. I love this. Millie from Minnesota is really quite charming. If you can get past her accent. I hope you have a
spectacular painting
with your Neanderthal boyfriend. Yeah. You know, we all have some Neanderthal in us.
That's true.
I hate romantic comedies. Where are we?
See, it's self-reflexive.
I don't even know what it is, but aren't we supposed to like romantic comedies if we're watching it?
Well, but I think he was trying to...
Oh, he doesn't want to be where we want to be.
Yes.
Yes, that's true. Look at that maple leaf on his face. Hi, I'm Canadian. That's my personality trait.
It's the Smurfette principle. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Canada is my one thing, right?
Yeah. Versus girl. Oh, man. That took effort. Hi, Midnight. You look good. Bacon and beer, Thanksgiving.
But it's back bacon because it's Canadian.
Ooh. Oh, maybe it's like English bacon, which is American and Canadian bacon, like combined in their sort of loopy way.
And he has to grow up and leave his imaginary friend, Calvin.
Calvin? Oh, that would be a great twist. That would be a great twist.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
It turns out that he's not real
either. Oh, my God. I'm sad that that isn't the case. If they were clever, they would do it. Yeah. That's like when I saw Silver Linings Playbook, and we were like, maybe they just imagined each other.
Yeah, that would have
been
better.
And then, like, it wasn't that good. What if she's fake?
Happy Thanksgiving flowers.
Idiot, he says.
But
you know what? Sometimes I like to think of a thing and say, would an idiot do that? And then I do not do that thing. We're just going to keep quoting The Office all day long. Of course he has a Jeep. Oh, love it. Love it.
Inflatable
fucking
turkey.
Fucking Macy's Thanksgiving bird turkey. You cannot see this, but this is marvelous.
Yeah.
Oh, look at all those pinwheels. I want to see their graves. We better see their graves here. It's safer to ring my own doorbell because my parents are still doing it all the time. Because my parents are great.
They say he's a righteous dude.
Oh my God, I love it. Mary Louise, where's my turkey head? In the attic next to your Frankenstein suit. Monster suit. Creature suit.
That's right. The real Frankenstein is the friends we made
along the way.
The way.
I love them.
Watch my asparagus? Tail.
Oh my God, she made an asparagus turkey.
Yeah.
Someone touched turkey with their hand. Oh God, do they have that IKEA couch? That's just not okay. You guys have been everywhere. I hope they keep going all over the place. Mm-hmm. There's no pictures of Abby. She was usually taking the pictures. That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't take her. Oh, she's neglected. This is sad.
Oh, they left her with
Aunt Edna, who died and was strapped in a lawn chair on the top of a station wagon. I remember. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Foul play. Right.
Wah, wah. That's not even a good dad joke. No. And I like dad jokes. True.
Dad jokes was a joke in 2005?
I guess. No,
I hadn't heard it then.
One of my favorite things was when we watched like the last song of Act One of Sweeney Todd in my musicals class.
Uh-huh.
And like they make dad jokes about cannibalism and it's excellent.
That just happened. Were you noticing that?
Did they make a dad joke about cannibalism?
Yes, they said, good. I think a turkey eating turkey is cannibalistic.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, if it's cannibalism, I don't think it's a bad dad joke. It's scary growing up.
She's learning to... it's a coming-of-age story. It's a Bildungsroman. It's a Kunstlerroman.
Because
it's about becoming an artist as well.
Becoming an artist. Yes, Brett.
Bildungskunstlerroman.
Or is it just like a de-quixiting?
It could be, right. The learned doctor. Right, yeah.
Is he going to ride on a terrible duck?
Wait, they have a merry-go-round in their own backyard?
I think they have, like, a park at the corner.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, Ned and George used to ride on something like that terrible duck.
That's a terrible duck.
It is. They were, like, always broken, but there was this one park in our old, like, subdivision.
Yeah.
And so we'd go there a lot. There's pictures. This
Here
is how it happened.
Here comes the kiss. All right.
Okay. All right.
It would be funny if then she...
She doesn't want to kiss him a second time?
Booted, right, yeah.
Oh, he had to hit the duck.
Oh.
And there's a stake on his head.
Just about got the bleeding stopped. Could have done the frozen peas
oh
like her roommate.
Oh my gosh.
Did.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, for hospitality's sake...
True.
You want to give them a steak. No. Oh, he's going to learn Cy is pretend. And then,
yeah.
No. Oh God, this is so awkward. Yeah. I can't handle the secondary awkwardness of this. Can we see the dad with the turkey head on?
Yeah,
I feel like I deserve this.
Yeah. Uh-oh, she just
learned. Oh no. I'm sad. The meat froze to his head. And she just said yipies?
Yeah,
that's
something
the best.
Like that, yeah.
Yipies. Oh, this is so bad. Did anyone ever eat?
Oh, at Thanksgiving, right? Yeah.
We never saw him with the turkey head
on. No, sure.
Oh, he thinks she just pretended. Like in a bad way.
Yeah.
Not like in an I'm fucking weird way. How vivid is your imagination?
Yeah, not that vivid.
You don't have a secret lawyer boyfriend. I mean, at least he's a lawyer.
True.
I felt like this accessory. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever really felt loneliness before. You know, but I have.
What's inside of me? Oh, yeah. A place that I went to that made
it easier.
The real sigh is the friends
we made along the way. The real sigh is loving yourself.
Yeah,
that is the greatest love
yeah.
of all, Brett.
Yeah.
It's happening
yeah.
to me. Oh, Midnight fell asleep. You're a good cat. Oh, she's so nice.
Why is he mad? This is
he was cast that way.
Oh, he was cast that way. Okay.
What year was Castaway?
I don't know.
Maybe a little before this?
Probably.
Wilson.
Yes.
You should know.
I should know. Great dramatic Wilsons.
Those are terrible flowers.
They're mostly daisies, I think.
Yeah, they're like shitty Kroger daisies.
They are like...
Yeah, I appreciate that.
That's
you have
right.
standards.
The autumn mixed bouquet.
But not even good. It's like if you almost got the autumn mixed bouquet and decided, oh, but this one's $4.99.
What is he? He's doing rock
climbing.
He
has another jacket.
Own...
They have
oh,
a
yeah,
rock
Oh yeah, that's
wall?
True. He does have.
I like that scarf better. Hey, a dime bag. A dime bag. You've never fallen for a real guy before. You've never felt real pain like your hymen. Sorry.
I see you've played Knifey Spoonie before. Oh, this is like Faux Bright Eyes, or what is the 2005? Yeah.
Oh yeah, Faux Bright Eyes or Default.
Or Faux Ryan Adams, yeah.
Come fuck me up. I'm a fake friend. Borders. Here we are again. There are two people from corporate here, and they're looking for me.
And they're going to say,
oh, those are actual people from
job,
corporate.
Right?
Do they look mad?
Yeah.
I think you should know something, Ryan. Ryan!
The last two guys were here.
It's Ryan and Kelly.
Yeah.
Closed. Go away, Freud. Ryan, it was my cousin. And his roommate. Oh my God, fucking white guy.
Oh,
hi.
That's the corporate people, right? Yeah.
Are you Ryan Sanders? Are you a colonel? Oh, is it good? It's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Oh, there we go. Oh, that's nice. They're happy. Ryan, you're so ridiculous.
Commended. Regional
manager. If your lovely assistant. Oh, it's so nice to be called lovely in corporate business.
Yeah.
Yes, love it.
Bargains.
Eccentric cardigans. Oh, that's nice. The real borders was the sex we had along the way. You're funny. I didn't realize when we were fucking for all those years that you had a personality.
I've mixed emotions with your results.
Yeah. With some of you, I was pleasantly surprised.
Others disappointed.
Sandra Bullock.
Bad teaching, right? Yeah. Most of you performed exactly as I had expected.
I mean, that is how I am as a teacher. True, yeah. Everybody's pretty average. Oh, wow, an A. That's really great. We both kept our part of the deal. I don't want to. I don't need you anymore. Yeah. I will be better on my own. You know what? Who cares? That's a better scarf than your previous scarves.
That's true.
I like that kind of nubbliness.
That is not the right kind of paintbrush.
A house paintbrush with white?
Yeah. Or is she going to paint over?
She's going to paint over.
Right.
Tabula like rasa.
Big X, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, right. Tabula rasa.
Oh, that neckline. Damn. It's like, here's a conservative sweater with a hole for a necklace
keyhole,
in it.
Keyhole, right, yeah.
Oh, that's a terrible sweater, too. Why is this the worst sweater image ever? Maybe, oh, this is the Dark Night of the Soul and the sweater.
The Dark Night of the Sweater, right.
Oh, yes, yeah. Grave decoration. Yeah. Oh, my God, I love this.
This actress's name is Edie McClurg, isn't
yes,
that right?
Yes, that is her.
Yeah.
Oh, I sure wish Abby come with me sometime. And her friend to think about our inevitable demise. Oh my gosh, great jacket, girl. Bad, it doesn't fit well, but whatever.
True.
Good color. Oh man. Low rise.
This is going to be Simon. Jeans. Yes, right, yeah.
Aw, sigh. He looks like John Ralphio.
Yeah, I know. I was just about to say that too, right?
We are busted. I'm homeless. He is homeless because he's imaginary. He's uncanny.
Unheimlich.
Yeah.
It's time for me to say goodbye.
Bye.
Puff the magic dragon
lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist
in a land called Hanalei.
And then they John Ralphio'd hard. I'm gonna miss you. Oh, I love it. It's so good. Oh, I love it when actors touch their nose like they've done a bunch of coke as a way of showing emotion.
Yeah, that's emotion, right?
That's emotion. Their emotion is cocaine. Wow. He doesn't want to go to lots of romantic movies. Most guys, they don't like that stuff. Fuck you! England Ralphio. What a dick. You know, maybe more men would like romantic comedies people were nice about it.
Mansplained by your imaginary
boyfriend. Oh my, it is like the mansplaining show.
Like, he's gonna disappear as he walks, right? Yeah,
like
Ice Cube.
Yeah. Like in the other podcast.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, like Ice Cube.
He ghosted.
Boys in the Hood, right, yeah. Ghosts in the Hood.
At least it's real snow.
That's a lot of extension
cords. Where did they
cords.
Film this? Pittsburgh?
Yeah, Chicago.
Aww. Just be nice to your parents. They suck, but so do everybody.
They fuck you up, your mom and dad.
Dad, right? Yes. You're not dead. Oh my gosh, what if they die now? That'll be great.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, yes, they got her a headstone. Oh my God. I love these people.
Wait, what's he? I thought they just had to prepare for the final exam. Was he wadding up paper?
Because those are his feelings,
yeah.
Brad.
That's right.
Oh, he's talking to a girl.
Uh-oh.
I like that jacket. I kind of like
it's
two-tone.
Yeah,
but it's like the gray and the black. It's nice. I don't like her hat. I don't like any of these hats. Did someone like hate women?
That was a bad hat era.
Yeah. Bacon
oh, right,
and
the bacon Christmas or whatever.
Bacon.
Wait, it's Default and
oh,
Cal.
Oh, Default
right,
and
yeah.
Cal. I like these people. I want this movie. Yeah. It's Farley and Shore.
Yeah. It's also like, whatchamacallit, Silent
Bob and Jay.
Yeah.
It's like if Silent Bob and Jay had Ben Affleck as a friend.
Yeah, that's right.
Fuck you, Ben Affleck. Oh my God. We're awesome. It's below freezing. Yeah, it's been below freezing this whole movie. Yeah. What semester is it?
That's true.
Like, it's... Well, I guess it's fall because it was Thanksgiving. Yeah. But, like, did it start snowing in, like, early October?
Yeah,
womp, womp. Why did you walk? Oh, Labatt Blue. Okay, clearly
this was filmed in Canada.
Did you ever like go to Canada to drink?
No. My roommate came back and told stories about it.
We did. Well, because I grew up in Buffalo.
Yeah.
So like that was a thing you do.
Yeah.
And apparently the alcohol from Canada had a higher alcohol content.
Well, the beer had more alcohol. Okay,
yeah, the beer had more alcohol in
it. Okay.
Like, and I remember people would calculate, like, in Canadian beers versus in American beers.
Canadian beers.
I was really wasted.
Yeah.
I had four drinks, but they were Canadian. I love it.
Take it from somebody who's been committed. He's got a wacky mental illness.
Oh,
right,
that's sad.
Yeah.
What? That's suicide. They understood commitment. I don't think this is okay. But he is wearing a pussy hat.
Yes, he is wearing that. That's true.
You know what? You shouldn't go out with someone who makes up a boyfriend.
I was the kid next to her.
His imaginary friend? Yeah. Aren't we all our own imaginary friends?
I never had to use the bathroom.
It's like the worst month of my
life. So strange, yeah. There is like a some kind of weird movie about this guy somewhere in the background of this movie, and it's a better movie.
Yes, agree.
Oh, he had to learn that the perfect woman doesn't exist. I see.
Aww.
They had to disenchant one another. Right?
You're the happiest I've ever seen you. He just looks angry all the time.
Sitting here outside of Gas and Sip. No, that's a different movie. It's a conscious choice, man.
Oh, bad shirt again.
Whoa, that's terrible, yeah.
She found her name tag.
Yeah.
How come that name tag shit ended? Like, that was just...
Yeah.
Don't you forget your name tag anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate those earrings. I'm just angry on behalf of her at her jewelry.
Yeah, she is a little bit...
Could you help me find
a book? She's supposed to be
like
Michelle Williams in Dawson's Creek.
Oh, yeah. The African dung beetle. Oh, he falls in love with her. He's way better. I'm going to fuck you like a dung beetle. He's like, okay, I'm fake Luke Wilson.
That's Owen Wilson. Is fake Luke Wilson, right?
I'm Abdul. Oh, it's wrong. She wore somebody else.
Right. They did do wacky.
That's pretty too.
ID, yeah.
David. You know what? This is the movie I like. I'm trying
it's
to look what the books
or...
are. I saw a face in the clouds before the rain. Well, at least there's a skateboard. At least that makes sense as a college thing. Oh, they clearly just filmed that like 8 times.
Yes, I know. I'm just going back and forth. Now I want you to walk across the street angry. Now I want you to walk across the street excited.
Now you're going to be in love while crossing the street. So hard. Oh, look, there's the poorly... Like, what is this? Like an 1840 art exhibit?
Yeah, it's a little bit like the barns.
Everything's like an inch apart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I don't even know what it is. Is it even an art museum? Where are they?
Yeah.
Maybe it's Canada. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Canada. Oh, that's terrible. It's the worst painting I've ever seen. And it's signed Abby.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is about your cat because he thought her name was Tabby.
That's true. Right.
Where's the midnight?
It's the mise en abîme. It's the Velázquez, the reflection of the artist in the.
It's Las Meninas.
Yes, right.
Yes, I love it. It's our understanding of expertise in the individual. Thank you, Michel Foucault.
That's right.
We couldn't have this episode without Michel Foucault.
Wait, this is Rocky, right? The knit beret and the roses on the Zamboni. Right?
Is it?
Isn't that,
yeah. Is she Talia Shire?
Yes, right.
I wanted to paint something real. Like my 8th coat tonight. There for you. I brought you some flowers. He's gone. I'm wearing a cyan colored hat. George will tell us the
right color.
That's right,
cyan. Yeah.
Is it periwinkle or is it cyan?
That's right. Aquamarine.
I love Ned. Yeah. I love Ned. He's so good.
It's like wearing a potholder.
All right. Aw. I feel my heart every time I see your face. He's gonna cry with love. Yeah. How come he doesn't get somebody?
Yeah, I know, right? He should have found.
He should at least get Default.
Yeah,
who's the Default?
That's right. Fallback position, right?
Oh. Where is this filmed? We have to find out.
Yeah, I know. I'm very curious, too.
Now the Zamboni looks like Thomas the Tank Engine. You're feeling that our love is
You're a very useful Zamboni, right?
Oh, that's good. That's so good. Thank you for that. And you haven't even seen that here.
No, I haven't.
You've seen that when your brothers and sisters were growing up?
No, I think I only absorbed it from...
Friends with kids.
Atmosphere, right, yeah.
Do,
Nick Zano. Do. Yeah, he does seem like his name would be Nick Zano, doesn't do, 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 it? Yeah, it was Edie McClurg. There you go.
Brittany Bateman. Jesse. Oh, gosh, these spellings are like...
Jocelyn Petty, right?
Well, Jocelyn seems less bad than some of these.
Mr. Zano's body double. Ooh. For the times that he fell down. Quinn portrait artist. Clown paintings artist.
Oh my gosh. These are almost not names.
No.
Something looked like Silverstein but wasn't. And I don't understand what it was. Silvertson. Like, they seem like they're going somewhere. But
Electric
look
Volunteer. On my credit to be Electric Volunteer.
Brett Wilson is not an Electric Volunteer, though.
No. This
shiny,
does sound like the title.
Happy
yeah, exactly.
titles
or the title credits
now.
For Between Friends, yeah.
Hey, baby, where are you? Oh, you can be payroll experts because that's spreadsheets. You're good at
right?
that.
This, kiss me.
I know you've
got to
miss
me.
So divine. Where was it filmed, Brett?
Yeah, I'm
Where
like waiting
filmed?
To find out, yeah.
Mercury Sound Studios. Chip Potter Metchnology. What is that? West Coast. Okay.
Okay.
We have a location. Artist Point Studios. People named Bateman. Ready to Rain. Written
we
by
Vivaldi.
He doesn't get right. a first name. Fuck yeah. you. Antonio. His name is Antonio. Someone's name is Stephanie and it's misspelled.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Ashley Creighton.
Can we at least have something by
the
default?
Turkey song.
Vivaldi again!
Yeah. Valse? Is that what it's called? Oh, Valse, like
yeah,
Tchaikovsky. Okay.
Pyotr Tchaikovsky.
Yeah.
Not just Tchaikovsky.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Bus Stop has been getting a lot of these.
Wow.
So, do they really? This was all original music for this?
I'm guessing this was a way to promote independent artists, which
yeah,
I approve
right.
of.
That's a, yeah.
What, only
like
one is
soundtrack.
ASCAP. Okay, two is ASCAP.
Okay.
Make me wanna fall. Happy holiday music. What, they couldn't even just... Merry Little Christmas Tree. Okay, everybody got a licensing agreement, and I call bullshit on that.
Courtesy of royalty-free music.
Merry Christmas, yeah. The song... Beautiful. Angles.
Harp the Herald Angles.
No,
sing.
No. And that is Mendelssohn. No, Harp the Herald Angles sing. I'm so sad. Oh, Brett. Help.
Artwork provided. There was a lot of art in the movie.
These are all the people at their school.
Yeah, that's probably right.
The Repartee
yeah.
Gallery.
Okay, yeah.
Sally Gankini. Poet.
Bruce, Icon Fitness.
Okay, wait. This is going to be a clue. Meadow Gold
Wireless.
Dairy. That's Midwest. That's got to be. Thanksgiving Point is Utah. That is Utah. That is Mormons. Oh,
okay,
shit.
There's Borders.
Utah Film
Utah
Commission.
Utah Film Commission. Yeah.
SAG. Dailies provided by. Okay, yeah.
So where was
Nemens International.
So this
okay,
was filmed
this is
at
solid.
A university in Utah?
This is somewhere in Utah. And I feel kind of sad because I know people who teach in Utah and they'd probably like to know. If it was filmed at their university.
Yeah.
Without having to watch the movie themselves. It's either University of Utah or Weber
yeah.
State.
Wait, this says
or
2011.
Utah
I thought it was 2005.
State? I don't even know.
It didn't give a credit. 2011. Didn't get a, give a credit
Dream
for
Dream Guy Productions.
Wherever they were. They
All
made
right.
the movie.
Any final thoughts, Brett, on whatever
was
this
it,
was?
Yeah, was it surreal?
Was
after
it love?
All? Love Surreal.
Love Surreal with Wet Hot American Summer font.
That's right.
Wet Hot American
we
Love.
We learned from
Where
this
was
movie.
The Wet Hot American Love
we
that
learned
I
from
was
this
asking
movie
for.
That a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle because it was Love Surreal.
But it was frozen. So the fish couldn't ride a bicycle. Okay. And I think that's the lesson to learn. Okay. Thank you all for joining us on the magic that is the Happy Endings podcast. Welcome back. You want to say anything, Brett?
I think we've said it all. Good night, everybody.
Good night.